Yes, Kieran, actually the full-time whistle hasn't gone here in Glensoley. There's 35 minutes on the clock. Keelan Levy is about to take a free. He knocks that way, which means Glensoley are still trailing by 2 points here on their home turf here in Glensoley. It's Glensoley 10 points. Dunlow and Clohanley at 12 points. Certainly, Glensoley have had a number of wides. They've registered 12 wides. That make it about 12 wides, I think. So, definitely had plenty of chances to even this affair up and even possibly won out the match. The referees have said there's still some time left on the clock here. Since you last joined me, Desi Geller said that a 3 points advantage, but that was short. Glensoley responded from a free from Gary McFadden. Dunlow's Aaron Neely had another from Dunlow. Despite an effort from Glensoley's Oisin McGrinley, the score remained Glensoley 8, Dunlow 11, with only 8 minutes remaining. The home side was not happy. There you go, that's what you hear. The full time whistle. There's Dunlow, who takes the spoils here in the third round, and they remain top of the table full-time here in Glensoley. It's Dunlow. Dunlow 12 points, Glensoley 10 points. And you remember last year where Dunlow burst out of the blocks with two early goals. Today's round three clash followed a different script, but the same winner. It was a frantic start. Ryan Connors opened the scoring just after 12 seconds, only for Jamie McCauley and Gary Copper McFadden to edge Glensoley ahead. The sides traded points early with Keelan Dunleavy, Dahi Kilday, and pressing for the hosts. But Luke Clerkin and Connors kept the Dunlow right in it. Glensoley's accuracy proved incisive, hitting 3 first half points, including the late free to send the visitors 6-4 at the break. And despite the wound at their backs, Glensoley's attack misfired badly after half time. Dunlow stretched their lead through Clerkin again and Aaron Neely, while Glensoley went nearly 25 minutes without a score. Kilday and McFadden tried to rally the home side, but Neely, Green and Connors kept the scoreboard ticking for Desi Geller's men. With time running out, Glensoley's wide count, as I mentioned earlier, had double figures and late Connors free sealed it. At the whistle, of course, it was Glensoley who go home the losers here this afternoon, and we'll have to go out in round four next week to look for a one. It's Dunlow, of course, who won out here at the end. So back to you, Kieran. It's Dunlow who took the spoils, and I will come back to you with some reaction from the Dunlow camp later on.